One of my favorite sports weekends of the year, divisional round. They're not going to get much better than this. Bills at Chiefs, rematch city. Our guest is here, courtesy of the Believe Podcast Network. He hosts Believe in Chiefs on Twitter. Use the handle at Jay Fedotin, F-E-D-O-T-I-N. Welcome Jeff in. Hey, Jeff, great having you. How's life treating you these days?
Life is going well. Thanks so much for having me on the show, Steve.
For openers, I was listening to your podcast with the former Chief lineman, Joe Valerio, who played on that 93 team with Montana all the way to the AFC Finals. And it was funny, you were talking about the Nick Allegretti TD catch last week. So I guess apparently, Jeff, this is kind of a Chiefs tradition because Joe himself caught four TD passes over 3 years. And I think you said not only is it a tradition, but on that play, Allegretti was like the fourth option.
Totally. He was the fourth option. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun for my podcast partner, Joe, to kind of interact with Nick Allegretti about it because they even both wore number 73. Same number, and they were both on that touchdown you mentioned to Joe Valerio. He was also the fourth option, so a lot of commonalities there. It's been fun for both of them.
Well, we know it's always safer if the offensive linemen are happy, just as a rule.
That's true.
You know, obviously, Mahomes is no secret behind his quarterback play. You know, he's a sneaker salesman. He works out his feelings at the gym. And we all watch him a lot. But doing what you do, it's just every snap, every game, 4 years, Super Bowl title. He's only 26. So, Jeff, up close and personal, just how much of a magician is this guy to watch?
Yeah, really. It almost like you kind of get used to it because it's so like every game there's just a couple plays where you just go, wow, where it's some ridiculous arm angle or he's rolling out and throwing across his body or he's just throwing an incredibly deep pass into a super tight window. And you kind of grow used to it, but it's really cool to be covering a guy where I say there's at least 2 to 3 passes every game where it's like, wow, like, you know, maybe one other, two other, or maybe like a Justin Herbert or Aaron Rodgers can do that. So it's pretty cool.
By the way to play to the Eugene crowd with a Justin Herbert reference.
You always got to play to your audience.
Talking Chiefs with Jeff Fedotin, Believe in Chiefs podcast. Of course, the end of the regular season is firing season. The offensive coordinator, Eric Bieniemy, obviously a hot commodity, been with Coach Reed since 2013. And I know there's no way to know for sure right now, but is there any kind of a feel there that appreciate that guy because, you know, eventually he's going to become the big boss elsewhere?
Totally. And, you know, he was asked about, he met with the media here on Thursday, and of course he was asked about it, and he just took kind of the company line. He always does it. He's flattered by the attention, but his focus is totally upon the game. So, you know, he's a hot candidate. It is going to be interesting to see if he's hurt at all by, you know, Matt Nagy was just fired in Chicago, and they pretty much had the same role in Kansas City. I don't know if that's going to impact his chances at all, that the Nagy's tenure didn't go great, and there might be a reflection of, well, maybe, you know, Andy Reid's assistants aren't quite, you know, maybe it's so much because of what Andy Reid does more than his assistants. But that said, he should still be a hot candidate. I'm certainly hoping that he gets a job.
The constants, of course, in that offense beyond Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. I want to get to the running game with Clyde Edwards-Helaire out. You know, the Bills are the top overall defense in the league, but, you know, middle of the pack against the run. We showed Jerick McKinnon last week, some Derek Gore late in the year. So what's been the word from the coaches and the guys about, you know, what they need to do some damage on the ground?
Yeah, that's a great point, Steve, that they're very good Bills defense, but they're a little bit weaker against the run than the pass. 2 years ago when they played, Edwards-Helaire had a great game against Buffalo during his rookie season, and he's been practicing, so they're hoping they're going to get him back. McKinnon has given him a nice addition the last couple weeks, showing a little bit of wiggle in the passing room, in the passing game, and some elusiveness. And, you know, Darrell Williams has been a versatile guy all season, but he's a little bit banged up. He didn't practice on Thursday, so there's some concern. So it's kind of, they have all these guys, and the deck keeps getting shuffled. Edwards-Helaire obviously was out, and McKinnon stepped up, who was hurt during the season. Now Darrell Williams might be out, but Edwards-Helaire might be back. So that's going to be definitely a key to the game and something to watch. Can they, you know, get something going on the ground against one of the few weaknesses, if you want to call it that, of that Bills defense, and who that running back will be with all the injuries that the Chiefs have had to that unit during the season?
Well, I'm going to need that information before I decide to bet the over 54. So, you know, I want to get back to the offensive line to delve a little deeper, because when the line is healthy, you know, you get consistency. You see Orlando Brown full-born practice. He had an ankle. Tooney alongside him, Humphrey at center, Trey Smith at the other guard. I think they've all played every game. Wiley now entrenched since November. So how big has that stability up front been to get this offense clicking?
Been a huge difference. I mean, because that's really what mostly led to the Chiefs' demise in the Super Bowl, was just issues on the offensive line. Like you said, they've been incredibly durable. Orlando Brown actually missed one game, but I mean, just one game. And Trey Smith and Tooney have been there, and same with Creed, an outstanding rookie. And that's why this Chiefs offense is a little bit different. They certainly are explosive, as you saw during that, you know, 5-touchdown barrage by Mahomes against the Steelers. But they also can be a little bit more conservative and just go rely on the running backs we mentioned and the offensive line you just mentioned. That's one of the biggest differences between the team this year and last year, is the interior of the offensive line is much better, and they're much better. They're real kind of road graders in there, for sure.
A few final thoughts. Jeff Fedotin, host of Believe in Chiefs on the Believe Podcast Network. Obviously, the defense took a lot of heat after that 5-game start, but they hung tough. Actually had some incredible games against the Packers, Cowboys, Raiders. I know Chevarius Ward missed some time at corner, as well as Frank Clark, Chris Jones up front. But health-wise, and what have you seen and what's been discussed as some of the keys to what's been a really big turnaround?
Yeah, so really what the turnaround, like you said, is the health of some of the guys, getting Ward back. Frank Clark and Chris Jones. Chris Jones, actually, he and Ward missed the first game against the Bills when the Bills won 38-20 in Week 5. So both getting those guys back. Clark and Jones were both hurt at different times, so they never really were together until the middle of the season. And so there were a couple other keys. They also, when they traded for Melvin Ingram, he was not only a good player, but his presence at defensive end allowed Chris Jones to return to really more his natural position at defensive tackle, where he's much more dominant. So that helped. And then also on the back end, Daniel Sorensen had been struggling. He not only has been playing better, but he's been more reduced to more of a backup role, with Juan Thornhill getting more reps and more time with the starters. So that bolstered the back end, and getting those guys healthy and Chris Jones back to his natural position were big reasons for the defensive turnaround.
And one of the things you were breaking down on the podcast is, you know, obviously on the other side, you got an all-world dangerous passer who can do a lot of damage, like he did at Arrowhead back in October in Josh Allen. So what did you come up with the best way to not likely shut them out and shut him out, just keep him in check and avoid a repeat of October 10th?
Totally. Coach Spags, the defensive coordinator, today was saying how they've really been focused on, like, tackling, just tackling him, almost kind of treating it as if he's a running back, because they think that's such a key part of his game, his ability to not only hurt teams, hurt defenses with his arm, but also his legs. And, yeah, that's really going to be a key to the game, containing Josh Allen. I mean, he comes off a perfect game, you know, yeah. No turnovers, no possessions that ended in punts. They were all touchdowns. So definitely how they can contain him or limit him will definitely be a key to this game.
Yeah, scored a touchdown every time you get the ball. Seems like a good offensive game plan. But lastly, folks who look at that score, 38-20, you could draw conclusions. But, you know, two interceptions. Mahomes also fumbled. Pringle fumbled. 4-0 on the wrong end. So, you know, you clean that up. It's obviously a whole new deal. Little revenge. I just look at this as a game you can't miss. What's your gut telling you about how this thing goes Sunday?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very close contest that is kind of along the spread of, 2.5, 3 points. I think, gun to my head, I'd probably say the Chiefs win just so hard to beat a team twice at Arrowhead during the same season. But boy, if the Bills are hot, if they play like they did against the Patriots, I don't think anything is stopping them. So I'm expecting a real exciting game. I think all the weekend games are going to be better than they were last one, and this might be the best of them all.
No, this is one of those games you just circle and you hunker down. Folks, he's Jeff Fedotin on Twitter. The handle is Jay Fedotin. He hosts Believe in Chiefs, part of the terrific Believe Podcast Network. Hey, Jeff, much appreciate the time. Enjoy this game. Hope you and yours are doing well, staying safe. Have a great playoff weekend, and I hope we can talk again down the road.
We are. This is a blast, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
All right, take it easy.